Zeh keneged zeh, like in picture 68, where the pirtza on the right side of the wall and the left side is like straight across. So maybe there, since it looks like the rabbin walked straight through it, maybe that chotzer is not called Krishas Yochid anymore. A maloi, is that the chiddush of Rav? That still the chotzer is called like Rishus HaYochid. So Drash Yavaz there, keneged zeh. Loi hevi lo chotzer Rishus HaYochid the Shabbos. Hashtash mina de kenegdoi. The filu hochi muteris. So this is Rav's chiddush. That's the case, even though the movi opens up into the chotzer, which has a breakthrough into the chotzer. So in the chotzer, look straight across from one Rishus HaRabin. You could go straight through into the movi into the next Rishus HaRabin. Still, Rav is mechadish. You're allowed to carry inside the chotzer. Because we look at the two openings as if it has a Shem Pesach, and the Pesach is not Mevatel the Mechitza, it lies like the Mechitza with the Pesach, therefore it's called Krishas Yochid, and you're allowed to be Metalpel inside the Chotzer. Shrefi Gemara Vaita, Abu Ula Rabo, Tiyom Azeh Kinegid Zeh Osor, Abu Zeho Derav B'mai Mukilo. His Rabbi, we had a Roman Aleph, that he says, when is a Mutter, where the Movu is Nifritzo into the Rochbo, or the chotzer, and the chotzer is nifritzo, the kais on the other side. Where is the muta afilu b'shirvu? Only where it's shaloi keneged zeh. But zeh keneged zeh, Rava hold was also before. So b'zoi, you can't say pshat that Rav is being mechadish. Even zeh keneged zeh is muta more than the bright, more than the Mishnah. Because according to Rav, even according to Rav, it's only muta zeh shaloi keneged zeh. But there, keneged zeh, we're mamish looking through the movi. You could see straight through across the other side of the chotzer through the pirtza into Rishus HaRabim. It's taka also. So it's the kashas back again. What do we need Rav for? What's the chiddush of Rav? What with the Mishnah? The Mishnah also says that the chotzer is called Rishus HaYochid. And for the Gemara, if just from this last Mishnah we had that says even though it's nifritzo, chotzer sharab nichnosen lo bezuv yotzen lo bezuv, is called Rishus HaYochid the Shabbos from this last Mishnah we had, I would tell you, when do we say it's called Rishus HaYochid? That means Avada Midiraisa, it's taka true, it's called Rishus HaYochid Midiraisa. Amela Lizroik, if you throw from Rishus HaRabim inside to this Chotzer, you're taka Bichayiv Midiraisa, it's called Rishus HaYochid. Luchumra, it is Rishus HaYochid. Avul Letaltul Emaloi. But if you want to carry inside this chotzer for the Mishnah alone, I would tell you maybe it's also midrabbonim to carry inside the chotzer. Hey, since this chotzer is porous, both sides of the chotzer are open to Rishus HaRabim, even though each side is less than Yud Amos, it only has a Shem Pesach, but still, since the Rabim walks straight through the chotzer from one side of Rishus HaRabim to the other side, I would think midrabbonim, it looks like Rishus HaRabim, and it should be also to metaltel, a maloi, kamash malon. So that's Rav's chiddush, that it's mute mitchilo to be metaltel in such a chotzer. Again, even though this chotzer has appeared on both sides of the chotzer, but as long as it's not zeh keneged zeh, it's a little bit different. Again, like in picture 73, let's say the middle box is the chotzer. Even though one side is open on the left, and on the other side it's open towards the right, since the zeh shaloi keneged zeh, even though the rabbim walks straight through this chotzer, still metchila you're allowed to carry in this chotzer, because the maizu is considered like it has dalad mechitzis, and the two pirtzis only have a shame pesach to it. This is Rav's chiddush. So Rashi, tati lomli hotoni lo chotzer sharabim nichnosen lo bezu, omilsa the rab le mishrayu chotzer, abizay mino mistoma v'yafilu zeh keneged zeh. The whole shekain bezer shaloi keneged zeh. If other rab is masking let it carry zeh shaloi keneged zeh. The yisuri mavoi meidach masdis in the chotzer ketana shaminin. The monastery the both halachas are rab. We know from two mishnayim that the mavi is osur. That's also machmas the mishnah that a chotzer ketana is osur. A chotzer ketana that's opened up into a chotzer gedolo. We said since the chotzer ketana itself has no walls to it, it's open to miluyoy, it's also to carry, like in picture 69. So what did a movie here, like in picture 68? The movie that's open, legamri, to the rechovo, to the chotzer, is also to carry according to Rav. That's mamish alacha, the mishnah of a chotzer. Elama, you want to tell me the chiddush, that in the chotzer itself you're allowed to carry, that's also pshita, that's the last mishnah, that this chotzer has a shein, rishus hayachit to it. And for the Gemara, Rashi, im yosem mechotzer shrab nechnosim boite toni rishus hayochid l'shabbos, have a mean I would think, hide the korban l'rishus hayochid. What is the Mishnah called rishus hayochid atay l'chumra? That means lizra klema. Mizirai says, tak is true, it's rishus hayochid hum. B'yazorik m'shus rabin, m'toichai is chayiv. Avol etalto m'toichai. But if you want to be metalpal inside it, l'kula, a maloi mishtaria, maybe you're not allowed to carry inside. Umid the rabbonin asked you. The league, the rabbonin alay, the rabbonin shemek exero, kamash malon rav muteris. Therefore, that's rav's chiddish, that it's like a muter to metalpal inside the chutzer. So the kid said, that's rav's chiddish. Like in picture 68, again, where the movie opens up to the chutzer, even though the chutzer has appeared from the other side of Rishus Rabbim, still inside the chutzer you are allowed to carry. Just inside the movie you're not allowed to carry. There's nothing more about Itmar, we learned, movui ho'osui kenadol, a movui an alleyway, that looks like a nadol. That's like a sheretz, like a little creeping worm, which has a lot of legs to it. So in other words, this movui has a lot of movies, a lot of like alleyways, opens us up into one big alleyway. That's called the movui ho'osui kenadol. Is Omar Abaya, oiset suras ha-pesach legodol, you have to make one suras ha-pesach for the opening to the big movui. Fahanech kuloi, all the other movies, mishtari belechi v'kori. All the other movies are muta with either lecho or a kori. Or a kori. That's what Abaye holds. Now the picture of a movui that looks like a nadol, the best picture that we'll soon see in Rashi, is like in the book, picture 86. Picture 86, on the left hand on top, that's called a movui godol. And in between, like these small houses, that each one has a movui in between, and the small movies open up one side to Rishus Rabin, and the other side of the small movies open up into the Rishus Rabin. Really, Tosis has a picture also on the top. There's the movui godol in the middle, and these small boxes along the sides are both called movui katan, small movies. That one side of the movui opens up into the movui godol, and the other side of the movui opens up into Rishus Rabin. So how are you matan now to carry inside this movui godol? That's the shaila. So let's see Rashi. Rashi, nadol means sheretz, like a creeping worm. Sheyeshlo raglayim harbit, has a lot of feet to it. Kedatanya bateros kahanim. Midirab marbe raglayim ze nadol. What's called a creature that has a lot of feet to it? That's called a nadol. Now, movo you also kenadol means shepsu chimloi. Mevois harbe, a lot of small mevoi. Mevois, open up. Vroshayim suchim mishus rabin. The right side of the movo, like in picture 86. The right side of the small movies open up to Rishus Rabin. V'roishoy pesuach Rishus Rabin Acher. But the other side, they open up into the movi godol, that the movi godol opens up, like down to the bottom, to another Rishus Rabin. Is alocha Abaye holds the Rashi, oiset suras ha-pesach legodol. Rashi bi-echod mishnei roshim. So question of picture 86 is good. There are two openings to the movi godol. So you can make a suras ha-pesach on either one, either way all the way on top on the right, or else all the way on bottom on the left. So the picture has a suras ha-pesach on the bottom on the left. So you make a suras ha-pesach on one opening to the movi godol. Now, bi-echod mishnei roshim. For ha-acherim ketanim, all the rest of the movis on the right side, all the movi ketanim, the small ones, mishtari belechi v'koira, means lechi or v'koira, b'roshayim in the front of it. Al pnei Rishus Rabin. Since they open up into Rishus Rabin, you have to have a lechi v'koira there. This is the way Abaye holds. Omale Rovo, Zach Rovo to Abaye, Keman, who do you hold like Abaye? Kishmuel. The Yoma Tarosa Kisosim. That you want to say a movi okum. But really, nagay to all of these small movies, it's like a movi okum. It's like an L shape. The small movies open up into the movi godol and then comes down again to the big Rishus Rabin. So it's like one movi, make a left turn to another movi, and then you come out to Rishus Rabin. That's called a movi okum. So what do you want to say? You hold like Shmuel. That Shmuel says we had before. What's the luck of a movi okum? The din of a movi okum is that a blaze like a sosum. It's closed on the entrance to the big movi of a zoit lo molitzuras ha-pesach. What do you have to have a tzuras ha-pesach altogether for? If the movi godol and all the small movoyim have a lochon for the movi sosum, sosum means like it has three walls to it and all it's open is just the fourth side. It's open, so that's a regular movi that all you have to have is just a kaira or a lechi. How come here Abaye says you have to have a tzuras ha-pesach? Abaye says, lo, molit tzuras ha-pesach. You don't have to have a tzuras ha-pesach altogether. Such Rashi, Kaman Kishmuel Diyama Mavi Okum Tarosa Kasosum. You're telling me now a Mavi Okum has a loch like a Mavi Sosum. To Akom Mavoyas Kitanim, all these small Mavoyas here, Halolu, Mavoyas Akumasim. They're all Mavis that open up on the left side to the Mavi Godel, you can make a right turn or a left turn. Nichnas Vaderav Zev, Yoitz Vaderav Zev. You go in from one Mishus Rabbin straight through, make a left turn down to the other Mishus Rabbin. Oh, comrade, then you're telling me now, Abai is saying, Loi boy tikkalak mumisoi, you don't have to have any tikkun. We're on the left side of all the small movies that open up into the movie godum. You don't need any tikkun at all. Who's that? Svara kishmuel. That Shmuel says what is called Tarasi kisosum. A movie okim blinds like it's sosum on the side where it opens up into the movie godum. So, the kasher is like Rashi, Lomali tsuras a pesach. Amayat asrachto tsuras pesach le godum. Even the big Mavi Godel here is also like a Mavi Okum. It's turning. It's not directly open from one Rishus Rabin to another Rishus Rabin. The bottom Rishus Rabin, you have to go straight up, then make a right turn to go to Rishus Rabin. So that's called Kesosim. So according to Shmuel, you do not have to have any Tzuras HaPesach. For Yoi, the next kasher is, Ho'ahu Mavi Okum Dehevi Ben Adoi. There was a Mavi Okum we had before in Adoi. And they were machmed, they're like Rav. So you see them asking to Rav Pshat, that's called Tarosoi, that the din of a Mavi Okum is called from a foolish dummy. So Drashi, Vioid, Hohu, Mavi, Devi, Biasa, the Shmuel. It was in Shmuel's town, the Nadoi, it was, Shmuel is the Moradafi of Nadoi. Still, Vichosh, Leila, the Rav. They were Choshit for Rav's Halacha. Kadiyomaliya, like we had before, Romele Chumru de Rav and Chumru de Shmuel. They did both Chumru. They did a Chumru of Rav and a Chumru of Shmuel. So you see the Machmer even like, there is a Machmer even like Rav also. So how could you buy it? Say you want to say like Shmuel, even according to Shmuel it's Shver. That in the Hadoi, they also held like Rav. That is called. Yeah, so the kasher is, we see, that even in Hadoi, which was the place of Shmuel, there were also machmir like Rav. To consider a Mavi Okum, like looks like an L shape, you come in one side and go down and come make a left turn, go out the other side, that's called, Taros is called Kemafulish. I mean, according to Rav, it's called a Mavi Mafulish. So Nelo, what should be Dalocha? Elo Omar Rava, Zek Rava. The Yetzer is now Oise Tzuras HaPesach Lekulu. Lahai Gisa. Has all these small movies need a Tzuras HaPesach. Since every single one of these small movies is called a Movi Mefulish, it's open like both sides to the Shus Rabin. On the right side it's open to the Shus Rabin. And the left side, then you have to make another left turn to go down the Movi Godul to come out to the other Shus Rabin. So according to Rav, a Movi Okum is considered like a Movi Mefulish. So the locher is, every one of these movies needs its own Tzuras HaPesach. Because the Movi Mefulish needs a Tzuras HaPesach. What about the other side of the Mavi? Mishdari Belechi Vekaira. The other side, all you need is just a Kaira or a Lechi. Sidrashi, Oysa Tzuras Pesach Lekule Aktanen. It's all the small Tzuras, all the small Mavis needs its own Tzuras HaPesach. Mehach Gisa means Biak Mumison Letzad Mavi Godel. Sidrashi, learning where you put the Tzuras HaPesach, where it turns into the Mavi Godel. This is like picture 87. Picture 87, if you notice, all the small movies where they open up into the Movi Godel in the middle, that's where you put the Tzuras HaPesach. So you have to put the Tzuras HaPesach by the Yukumimis, where the Movi Cotton opens up into the Movi Godel and you make a right turn or a left turn. Vidach Gisa on the other side, all the way to the right, or all the way to the left. That's opened up to Rishus HaRabim. Vidach Gisa to Rishus HaRabim, Mishdari Belechi Oikaira. See, Rashi says, Klo, even though before it was Mashma Lechi V'Kaira, Avad, you don't have to have both. Now, either one is good. Either a Lechi or a Kaira is good. So that's the way you matter this Movi that looks like a Nadal, that has a lot of small Movis open up into a big Godel, into a big Movi Godel. So they all have a Locha like a Movi Mefulish, that each one needs a Tzuras HaPesach. So you put the Tzuras HaPesach by the Ekmimus, right before it turns, right before it enters into the Movi Godel. And then the other side of the Mavoi, of the Mavis that open up to the Rishus Rabin, you have to put a Lechi or a Kaira. So the Gemara Vaita, Omer Rav Kana, Bar Tachlifo Mishmei de Rav Kana Bar Menyumi. Said it over the name of Rav Kana Bar Menyumi, and Mishmei the Rav Karna Bal Malchiyov. In the name of Rav Karna Bar Malchiyov, Mishmei the Rav Karna Rabbi the Rav. In the name of Rav Karna, who was the Rebbe of Rav. For Yamri Lo, and some say, Rav Karna Bar Malchiyov is Hainu Rav Karna Rabbi the Rav. That was the same person that was Rav Karna, the Rebbe of Rav. What was his din? What did they say over? That Mavui, if you have a Mavui that has three walls around it, Shetzidoi Echod Oruch, one wall is longer, Vetzidoi Echod Kotzer, and the other wall, the length of the Mavui, is not so long, a little bit kotzer. Like the first picture Rashi has on the left side, the top picture, Rashi's first picture. That the right wall is longer than the left wall. Than the left wall. Is alocha. Pochus mi arba amis. If the right wall doesn't extend more than arba amis, it's not more, it's not four amis longer than the left wall, then the alocha is meniach es takoro v'alachsen. You're allowed to put the koro, the beam across on top to be matter, to metaltel in the mavui, across, slanty, straight across, like the fiction Rashi has. You can put the koro across, slanty. Arba amis, but let's say the wall extends more than four amis over the left wall, then ena maniach es koro. Then you're not allowed to put the koro balachson slanty, elo kineged hakotzer. You have to put it just straight across, kineged the kotzer, like the second picture in Rashi. Even though the left side wall is much longer, since the left wall is more than Dalar Amos longer than the right side wall, the Kura has to go straight across where the right side, the smaller wall, ends. Rav Oma, Rav says no. Echod ze v'yechod ze. Both cases. Even in the case where the longer wall is not Dalar Amos longer, still, eina meniach es ha-kura, ela kineged ha-kotzer. You're not allowed to put the Kura diagonally across, slanty, but it has to always be straight across, where the smaller mavi ends, where the smaller wall of the mavi ends. That's where you have to put the curry. You can never put it slanty. That's how Rava. If I said Alochim is like Rava saying, you can never put it slanty. You always have to put it straight across. So tomorrow, what's the hezber? The Eimer time with the his Rava will be masber. What's the svara in his shita that you're not allowed to put it slanty? And I'll tell you the time of the first man, the Amnish of Kanabar Malkiyov, they say you are allowed to put it slanty. As long as it does not extend more than Dal Damas, still you can put it slanty. What's the machlekis? So at the time of the D, what's my time, Rav's time, that you can't put it slanty, only straight across? So I'll tell you, Kaira time of my Mishram Hekar. The reason why the Rabbanu will make go with the Kaira on top of the entrance of a Mavi, because it's a Hekar, is something you can see. That this mokim is not doimut rishus rabim. There's a hekir to remind you of alachson lehevi hekir. Mainly, if you're going to put it diagonally across, it's not a hekir. Like in Rashi's picture, if you start walking up on top on the right side, since on the left side there's no wall at all, people don't realize that it's in a movi. They'll think it's in a rishus rabim, and they'll come to be matzah to metaltel in a rishus rabim. Therefore, you always have to have the curve, like in the second picture of Rashi, straight across. That always on both sides of the movi, where you're allowed to carry, there are walls. So with the kura on top, that makes it for a heker to know this is not doimut to rishus rabim. Rashi says, Rashi see the yechod orich v'nimshach koisle rishus rabim yoisim koisle sheni kizeh. At this first picture, the right wall goes longer, extended longer than the left wall. Is in the first man the holds in pochus miyarbam is oidiv zeachaveiroi. If it's only less than daladam is longer, meniach kura v'alachson. Then you're allowed to put the kura diagonally across. V'yishtamish kan v'yarucha v'kam b'ksarim. You could be mishtamish all the way on top, along the length of the long wall, as long as you're underneath the kura and in. Arabamis, let's say the wall extends more than dal, or even exactly daladamis and more, is ena meniach kura al roish kaisel orich. You can't put it diagonally one side on the long wall. El akernis lifnim. You have to come down. You put it straight across. Now, what's the hezber? Why does Rav say in all cases you have to put it straight across? Because he holds, and we hold a loch like that. What's the reason why a kura helps? Because it's a heker. So, Rashi of Yalachson lehevi a kura. Shaharoi yibnei movi nim shachim u'mishtam shem rishus rabin chutz min neged kais lakotzer. If people see you walking above the smaller wall, along the long wall, so since on the left side there's no wall, it's only Rishus Rabim. Is Oimer Mutil Ishtamas Rishus Rabim? people will come to say, hey, you're allowed to carry in the Rishus HaRabim. Because the top part of the Mavui, this top part where the longer wall extends, doesn't look like part of the Mavui, since there's no left wall connected it. Therefore, Rava holds, it's also to metaltum above the left wall, and you always have to put the curve straight across. Where the smaller wall ends, that's where the curve has to go straight across. That's Rava's Svara. Now, what's the Svara of Kana, Zot Gemara? Let me say the time why they hold, no, it's mutter, even to put the Kerev Balachsun diagonally across, as long as it's not more than Dal Damas longer. Kerev Mishumai Mishum Mechitza. They hold, what's the matter of a Kerev? We say it's a Mechitza, like the Musun see which point. But the point of the Kerev comes down, like if as if you would say, Pitikra Yerid Vesaisen, that the side, the end of the Kerev comes down, gives it a din Mechitza. Melo Valachsun Nami have a Mechitza. Even though the curve is going diagonally, so what? Diagonally also. You say like Pitikra, it comes straight down and as if you have a wall there. So now it's not a din in Heker, it's a din that has a Shem Mechitza. So the Maisa has a Shem Mechitza, that's where it's mutter. So the Gemara Rav Kana, Hoya Lishmaita to the Kana hi, Ema Bemilsa. So Rav Kana, since I'm staying over this name of Kana, let me explain a little bit their Shita. Ho di Amrit, that you said the first man Yoma, that Meniach HaKorah V'Yalachsen, you're allowed to put the Korah diagonally across. One side is along the longer wall, and the other side of the Korah is along the shorter wall. Lo Yamorin Etzon, he said, Elishen B'Yalachsunoi Yoysa Miesem. The Yalachsun is not more than 10. Shen B'Yalachsunoi Yoysa Miesem. That means, from one wall to the other wall is not more than 10 Amos. Abu Yesh B'Yalachsunoi Yoysa Miesem. Let's say by going diagonally, there's more than 10 Amos from one wall to the other wall. In other words, if it happened like the second picture to go straight across, I'll say it's exactly 10 Amos. Or let's say it's a drop less than 10 Amos. Now, if you're going to take it diagonally, the curve becomes a little bit longer. And if the two walls are exactly 10 Amos apart, by going diagonally, you make it a little bit more than 10 Amos. So if the curve now has to extend more than 10 Amos, you don't say the heter of Kerev, because the Kerev only helps the Mokim at the Pesach, and diagonally, since it's more than 10 Amos wide, it doesn't have a Shein Pesach anymore, so Kerev can't help. That's what he's saying. Shein Bial, Lo Yamorne El Shein Bial Achsuna Yesum Yeser, where the diagonally is not more than 10. Albi Yesh Bial Achsuna Yesum Yeser, if diagonally, from the top wall down to the left wall, is more than 10 Amos, going straight across where you want the curve to be matter, is the rehakol ein maniach ela kineged hakotzer. Such a case, you're not allowed to put the curve diagonally because it's more than 10 amos, but you have to go straight across because then it's only 10 amos or less. Zdrashi shem bialachsuna yoysum yester. Shamo vi kotzer l'roch boi harbe. Yevi'en b'roch boi yavar ba'amos anim shochum starf yoysum yester. It's not more than 10 amos. That's where it's mutter. If, even after you extend the longer wall 10 amos longer, and you have to go diagonally when the Rav Kana say it's mutter, where the whole thing is less than 10 amos, or exactly 10 amos. Av yesh balachsuna yoysa miyeser, nimsa pischoi roch of miyeser, the opening is wider than 10 amos. Sharei kotachas hakor hevi pesach, underneath the kura, you want it to be matir, and you want it to have a shem pesach there. And the klal is, you don't have a shem pesach more than 10 amos. Therefore, avad, you can't go diagonally, but you'll have to go straight across, because that way it's less than 10 amos. Or exactly 10 amos. So the Gemara Iboy Elihu. Now we'll see the heterim of a kerev. Iboy Elihu. Maho lehishtamesh tachas a kerev. Are you allowed to be metal to right underneath the kerev? Again, usually the kerev is at the entrance of a movi. You have the kerev straight across on top. Now the kerev itself is at least, it has to be at least a tefach wide. It could be wider if you want it, but it has to at least be a tefach wide. So the shaila now is on the floor underneath the kerev. Are you allowed to be metalkal? Could the B'nai Movi carry all the way to the end of the Movi, mamish to the tip of the end of the Movi, even underneath the Kerva? Or else the other side is no, they're only allowed to be metalkal up until the Kerva. But underneath the Kerva, that's nibbin, like outside the Movi, that's awesome. Here, let's see Rashi. Now, lishtamish tachas ha-Kerva, satrashi ya'kol muvoyis koi. There's a general question on every Movi. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to be metaltal underneath the Kerev or not? So the Gemara, Rav v'Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Yechanan Omru Mutil Ishtamash Tachas HaKerev. they hold you are allowed to be metaltol even underneath the kaira, and that's the halacha. Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amru, osir lishtamash tachas hakaira. They hold no, it's osir to be mishtamash underneath the kaira. So the Gemara, what's the machlokes? Lema b'ok miflugi. Maybe this is the machlokes. The Gemara sovar kaira mishum heker. What's the reason why a kaira is muter mishum heker? Or memela a heker, there's a heker. So if the reason is mishum heker, you have the heker there. It's even though you're standing underneath the kaira, so what? Since the kaira is not 20 amas above, not more than 20 amas high, since you could see it by standing underneath the kaira, so at the time of kaira is mishum heker, that's the only paskin, avada it should be muta to matalta to carry underneath the kaira. Umasov, the other man the Yema holds, no, kaira is mishum mechitza. The heter of a kaira is that we look as if one of the points come down and closes, like pi tikri yerubasaisim. So which one comes down? I'll tell you the panimi, the tzad closer inside the movi, that side comes down. So therefore, underneath, the kaira is considered like outside. The mechitza is only from the inner side, not from the outer side. Like Rashi says, kaira mishum mechitza, v'chudi ha-panimi yerud v'saisim. The inner side of the kaira goes down. Hilkach osir, therefore it's osir. The min ha-mechitza lefnim boyerish tamushay. You have to be mishtamish from the mechitza and inside. And here, where does the mechitza come down? The inner side of the kaira. Therefore, underneath the kaira is considered like outside the mavui, you're not allowed to be metalatum. Maybe that's the machlokes. Now the Gemara says, loy. No, they're not totally this. You don't have to say this is the machlokes. Both svaras fit both svaras. What does that mean? Loy. The kula yalma, I could tell you, kaira mishum heker. Everybody holds the time why the rabbonim will make it with a kaira because it has a din heker. Not because it has a din mechitza, we look as if the end of it comes down, but just the fact that you have a heker, you have something different there to remind the people not to be metaltel b'shus rabim, that's why they're mekel. So what's the machlokes then? For hocha b'hocha miflugi. The machlokes is, t'mas over hekera milagav. The heker has to be for the people inside the movi. So mainly when you're standing inside the movi, it's a svara by stois, that if you're directly underneath the kaira, normally you don't look up, even though it's less than 20 yamas above you, but there's not such a heker there. Mulagav means there has to be a heker for the people inside the movi. So therefore, right underneath it, you don't realize it so much. So it's also to metalto right underneath it, but further inside the movi, there you can see the kaira nicely. Umasova, the one that holds that smutter, hekera milabar. The yiki heker is for the people outside Rishus Rabin. That people walking through the Rishus Rabin, if they're going to see you carrying inside the Mavui, they shouldn't think the same way you're allowed to carry in there, who would deny can carry outside in the Rishus Rabin? So therefore, if the B'nai Rishus Rabin, if they see the Kaira, they see a heker, they'll know. Only inside the Mavui it's Mutti to Metalto, because that's not a Rishus Rabin. But Shankar, where I'm walking now in the Rishus Rabin, they would know it's also. So merely if the heker is for the people outside, so Pshita, people outside, what do they see? They see the outer side of the kaira. So the outer side of the kaira, that's the heker. So therefore, avada, underneath the kaira, you are allowed to be metal to walk and carry. So Drashi, mas over hekera lahanich migavoi binun. You need the heker for the people carrying inside the movi. Mele b'tzad ha'pnimi hevelu heker. What do they notice? They notice the inner side of the kaira. Mele v'osil l'shtamish min heker l'chutz. You're not allowed to be mishtamish and be metal to carry underneath the kaira because that's like out of the heker. The heker is in the inner part. The inner part of the kaira is what you notice from carrying inside the movi. And the other man, the Yomah, says, no, milabar. That means, lebnei rishos rabin. For the people in rishos rabin. The hainu tzad hachitzen. That means the outer side, the outer point of the kaira. That's the heker. So therefore, underneath the kaira, that's called within the heker, you're allowed to be metaltal underneath the kaira. So that's the machlokes. And since halacha, we hold that a kaira is mishum heker, and we hold you're allowed to be metaltal underneath the kaira, so the hezber has to be halacha that we hold the ikah heker is abif if you're standing outside the mavui in the rishus rabin, and you're looking in and you're seeing people be metaltal inside the mavui, still it's mutter. Why? Because there's a heker for the people outside, realize they see the kaira and they know inside is different than a Rishus Rabbin. So therefore, in the Heker is the outer side of the Kaira, therefore you're allowed to be metaltal underneath the Kaira. That's what I could say. Another teretz I could say is the Kuli Yalma Mishra Mechitza. No, it's not Mukhrechet, these swaras. Maybe everybody holds that the Kaira helps Mitam Mechitza. We look as if one of the points of the Kaira, one of the ends of the Kaira come down and looks like a Mechitza. Like we say, a swar, we'll see later on, P Tikra Yarid Vesaisim. If you have a flat roof, we say the ends of the roof comes down, has a Shem Mechitza. So here also the Kaira comes down and has a Shem Mechitza to it. So what's the machlokes then? If you're allowed to be metaltal underneath the kaira or not? This is the machlokes over here. The ones that say it's usur hold that the inner side of the kaira, that's the point that comes down. The pnimi, the one inside the mavi. No, the outer side of the kaira comes down. That's the one that you say pitikra comes down. So since the outer side comes down, you'll have to be metaltal underneath the kaira because that's within the mechitza. So drashi masav achudi hapnimi yored v'soysen nimsa tachas hakaira. If you're underneath the kaira mina mechitza lachutz. If you hold the inner side of the kaira goes down. So if you're standing underneath the kaira, you're like outside. Mela v'yoser. And the other sheet there is rav svar would be no. That the outer side of the kaira goes down, gives it a shem mechitza. Therefore, underneath the kaira is called within, inside the heter, inside the movi, or be muta to carry inside, even underneath the kaira. Rabbeinu, Omer Rav Chisda, hakil moedim bebein lechiyayim shosa. It's up until now we're talking about carrying underneath the kaira. That's if the movi is matter with it has the heter of a kaira. What about if you use the heter of a lechi? A lechi means a beam going straight across, going straight up, along at the entrance of the mavui on one side of the entrance, like in picture 93, a lechi going straight up, yeah, along the wall. So what about, let's say the mal lechi doesn't have any shear, how wide it has to be. But let's say you have a lechi that's a tefach wide, or two tefachim wide. Are you allowed to be metaltal adjacent, connected the lechi in that area? Could you be metaltal or not? What about the bein lechiyayim? So loshen bein lechiyayim is the plural loshen. Rashi says not really plural because a movi only has to have one lechi to give it its heter. But it says loshen bein lechiyayim means movi is the alma. Rashi says hakol moedim b'movi shein b'kaira. If you have a movi that has three walls, a movi sosen, and on the entrance the fourth wall you don't use a kaira, ve'achshere b'lechi. But instead you use a lechi. That's a beam going straight up. A piece of wood at the entrance, along the side of the wall, going straight up. You're not allowed to be mishtamish adjacent to the lechi. Koimah, the drasha. What does that mean? Kineged halechi, adjacent to the lechi. Like what's loshen rabin? The guru, all you need is just one lechi. A mavoy is two bekoi. It means like loshen plural, because we're talking about a lot of different mavoys. But the locher is if you have one lechi. So he holds you're not allowed to be metaltal adjacent to the lechi. Only from the inner side of the lechi could you be metaltal, carry around in the movi, but not adjacent to the lechi itself. So tomorrow, boyi minei, we'll soon see the loch we don't hold like this. Loch we hold this mutter, but that's what Rav Chisda holds. So tomorrow, boyi minei, Rami Bachom and Rav Chisda. Rami Bachom yes, the shalom from Rav Chisda. Noatz shtei yisaidos b'shnei koisle movi. You have two pegs sticking out from the walls of the movi. In other words, we have three walls to the movi. The fourth side is all open. Now you have two pegs sticking out of the entrance to the movi. Like you have the picture book, picture 94. Or else the bottom picture on Rashi here. We're outside of the movi. There are two, the bottom picture of Rashi on the left side. We have two pegs sticking out on the top of the movi. And on top of these two pegs, that's where you put the kaira. In other words, the kaira is outside the movi. It's not on top of the movi the way it should be. Yeah. Again, noyet shtei yisaidos bishnei koisle movi mi bachutz. The two pegs are sticking outside the movi at the entrance. V'heniach kaira gabayin, and you put the kaira on top of these two pegs. Instead of putting the kaira on top of the movi, on top of the entrance, you have the kaira like at the beginning sticking outside the entrance of the Mavi. Mahu, is it mutter? Is this Mavi mutter? Is the Kaira mutter in such a way where the Kaira is outside? Is the halacha the Kaira has to be on top of the entrance? Or no? The Kaira could even be sticking out in front of the Mavi. Omalei, so he said like this. The Divri Hamater, the one that holds before, like Rava, that you're allowed to be metaltal underneath the Kaira, I tell you, then it's awesome. Then it's also this movi doesn't have the heck of a kaira. What's the hesber? If you hold your ladder be metaltal underneath the kaira, what's the hesber? Because we say the outer part of the kaira is yored v'soysim. It has a din mechitza, and the outer part of the kaira, that's what comes down. Now here, since the kaira is sticking out, it's out of the movi. So if the outer side of the kaira is going to come down, it's away from the movi. So now this heck of this mechitza can't help for the movi. But I tell you, l'divrei yoiser. The one that says, no, you're not allowed to be metaltal underneath the Kaira. So what's the Hezbro? Because the inner side of the Kaira is what comes down. The Mechitza is from the inner side of the Kaira. Now here, this Kaira, that even though it's sticking out of the Mavi, but the inner side of the Kaira is Namash against the wall of the Mavi. So if the inner side of the Kaira is what comes down for the Shem Mechitza, that Mechitza will be right to negate the entrance of the Mavi, and then it should be Mutter. Mutter, he says. Rava says no. Ledivrei Yoiser Nami Yoser. Even if you hold the inner side of the Kaira, the part that's near towards the Movi, that side of the Kaira goes down, still here it's no good. And that's the locha. Why? Because Be'inon Kaira Agabe Movi Veleka. The side of the Kaira has to be on top of the walls of the Movi. It cannot be in front of the Movi. It has to be on top of the Movi. Since here the Kaira is not on top of the wall, it's outside the wall, like in picture 94, therefore it's possible. And that's the halacha like that. So Rashi, the divri, the habmini was the divri, oyser, lishtamish tachas the Kaira, if you hold it, now let me mishtamish underneath the Kaira, b'chol mavois, the taina mishum chudi ha-panimi, yorid v'soysen. What's the reason why you can't? Because we say the inner side of the Kaira goes down, so b'zai here I would think matir. Kan lishtamish b'movi hazir. Agab hach Kaira, because of this Kaira, Sheino agabi movi, even though it's not directly on top of the movi, the chiv on the chudi apnimi soisim, since it's the inner side of the Kaira that goes down, nimse stima sa Kaira devuka liksolim. The part of the Kaira that's going down is the part that's mamish touching the movi, so the mechitza coming down, this dovuk, is like very close to the movi. O stima ma'al yisahi, that's called the good stima that has a good mechitza to it. Mashenken l'divrei hamater lishtamish tachas the Kaira that holds no. You're not allowed to be mishtamish underneath the Kaira. Alma, what do we see? Chitzain yored v'soysim. What part of the Kaira goes down? The outer side of the Kaira goes down. That's why when the Kaira is kedinoi on top of the Mavi, you could mamish walk on and be metaltol underneath the Kaira, because the outer side of the Kaira goes down. The melo now a case of other it's oyser. Kol ha-Mavi has there. Because here, since the outer side of the Kaira goes down, that mechitza is not close to the Mavi. It's not safe in the Mavi. So the body of the Mavi does not have a head of a Kaira. That's his admina. And Rabbi says, no. The divrei hamatal lishtamash tachas the Kaira, even if you hold. No. There's a space in between. Like Rashi's about warning, no, let's say the wall goes down, even though it's a little further out of the Movi. But the Chur, since it's less than Gimel Tzvachim, let's say Lovid, so Rashi says, Avad, this is only a Lomdisha Mechitza. Avad, Lamaisa, all you have is just a Kaira sticking out on top of the Movi. Now we're saying a Lomdisha Mechitza, we look as if the outside of the Kaira comes down. So here, since it comes down away from the Movi, the steamer is not a good steamer, and the male of the Movi has no heter. Therefore, it's awesome. And Rav reacted back and said, no, according to everybody it's also here. Because there's a new halacha, the Kaira has to be directly on top of the Movi. And it cannot be in front of the Movi, therefore here it's possible. So the Mora Eisve Ravada Bamasna L'Rava. So Ravada Barasna has a kasha to Rava. You, Rava, say now there's the Yisraelin Kaira. The Kaira always has to be directly on top of the Movi. I'll prove to you, no, that the Kaira does not Padaka have to be directly on top of the Movi. Even if it's a little bit on the side, even if it's a little bit outside, sticking outside the Movi, maybe still it's kosher. Alright, we'll stop here, continue the next month, next year. Yeah, we're holding Daf Tes. So the bottom Gemara just before. Again, Eisvei Ravada Bamasna the Rova. His Ravada Bamasna has a kasha on Rova. That Rova before was the one that said the Yisoid that a Kura is only Matir the Mavoi if it's directly on top of the walls of the Mavoi. But if the Kura is extended in front of the Mavoi, in the case we have two pegs sticking out in the front of the Mavoi, and you put the Kura on top of the Mavoi, in that case Rava said it was Pusul. And why? Because the Yisoid is that a Kura has to be Al-Gabe Mavoi, on top of the walls of the Mavoi. So on this, he asked the Frek the Kasha, Eisvei Ravada Bamasta L'Rovo, he asked the Kasha to Rovo, Hishvet Alokom, Hois